Lots of times I can kind of get into the service and realize, okay, God put that song there and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I was in the middle of this, and I was like, man, this doesn't make any sense. But it does. Let me just say it this way, just bluntly and right out, because that's kind of who I am. I come to you today, one of the most disillusioned and discouraged people in the world. You say, well, Pastor, thank you for that uplift. Here's why I say that. Because I refuse, by the grace of God, to allow that disillusionment and that discouragement to control my life. Okay? I hear people, well, Pastor, you don't understand my life situation. I can match you life situation for life situation, and I could show you why I have a right to be discouraged. Okay? Why I have a right to be depressed. Why I've got that background, and I don't know about y'all, but I come from a long lineage of depressed. Okay? All the way back, man. Okay? We were probably the first pill poppers in the world. But the bottom line is, I want you to hear this. No matter your life situation or your world, that does not have to control who you are. Amen. Okay? And I hear this all the time. Well, you don't understand. You don't understand me. You don't understand my situation. I do. I do. I know exactly where you are. And let me tell you, the person that knows better than anybody, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay? And he can, read Hebrews 2 and 4. He can come to right where you are, love you, heal you, lift you to where he created you to be. But I want you to get this, because in this sermon, you're going to see something very important. We can either say, well, that's the way the world is, and I just got to go that way, and I just got to be that person. Or we can say, forget that crap. No, not crap, but stuff. It's better than other things I could say. You know, forget that. This is who I'm going to be, and this is where I'm going. Amen. And I'm going to lead myself and my world there. And see, we need that, folks, because if you haven't listened to the news lately, man, our world is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. It is. It really is. And we got Cocoa Puffs out there on it. I'm just kidding. But in all seriousness, we are. You know, please don't be hurt by me saying this. We're all a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You do understand that, right? Everybody, look around. Shake your head if you're cuckoo for, so others could see you're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs too. You understand? We're all there, man. This is a sinful world. We're impacted by sin. We're all kind of twisted and tainted by sin. Okay? When we're studying Obadiah, if you want to turn to Obadiah, listen, it's only one page long, so if you need to look in the table of contents in your Bible, that's okay. Do you ever do that? You know, you've been in church for a while, and you don't want nobody to know that you don't know where Obadiah is. She was kind of sitting there first 15 minutes of sermon going. Because you don't want nobody to know, you have to look in a table of context to find out where it is. Go ahead, look at the table of context, or you can look up here. But we need to understand something, okay? Every one of us are weak. Every one of us have been or are dominated by sin. Okay? Every one of us struggles. You know, I grew up in this weird thing. They called it holiness. It was just weird. Because I heard all these people saying, I'm saved, sanctified, on my way to... They actually said, I'm saved, sanctified, perfect. And on my way to heaven. The problem was, some of them people were the nastiest people I ever met in my life. So what was this sanctified perfect thing? Now, Let me help you with something. If you're saved, you want to be perfect.
Amen. Amen.
If you're saved, you want to be healthy. If you're actually saved, you want to be holy. Amen? If you're actually saved, you want to lead everybody in your world, everybody around you, to the center of God's love and grace and power. You do. If you're actually saved. Okay? You really do. But I don't tell nobody I said this. I ain't never met the person who arrived. That doesn't mean I'm going to allow sin and nastiness and bitterness and ugliness to settle in my mind and heart. And that doesn't mean I'm going to tolerate it. I'm going to dig in, and I'm going to dig in God's word. I'm going to dig in God's grace, and I'm going to dig into God's blood, and I'm going to dig into God's the cross, and I'm going to dig into the resurrection. And I am going to set that aflight. Does that make sense to you? And this is so very important because there's so many people that are satisfied with the sin in their life. Well, everybody's got it, so it's okay for me to have it. No, it's not. The wages of sin is death. Sin will destroy you. You know, and there's these theologies out there. Well, you know, we all sin, so we might as well just have a good time doing it. No, it will kill you. And let me help you with something. Your kids ain't looking for a perfect person. They kind of know you ain't. You do know your kids know you ain't. All right? Yeah. Some of the parents are like, and the kids are like. But the bottom line is, they know you ain't. But you know what they need to see? They need to see you digging in to get out.
Amen?
Amen? Now, I want you to get this. This is so important. Because if we're ever going to impact the crazy world we're in, we've got to decide, I in myself, I'm weak. I'm in need of a Savior. I'm in need of God's Holy Spirit to bring to me what I could never bring to myself.
Amen.
But you know what? By the grace of God, I'm going to get there. You know, by the grace of God, I'm going to lead this world around me that is totally broken, that is totally demoralized, that is hurting. And you know what? I'm going to tell them, me too, baby, but let's go. Let's go. Jesus lived. Jesus suffered. Jesus died. Jesus rose again. Jesus sent his Holy Spirit. Let's go.
Amen.
And kids, we all needed people around us doing that.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, because sometimes I got the energy. Sometimes I don't have the energy, and I need you to have the energy. You understand what I'm saying? I need people around me when I look like I'm in the mully grubs, whatever that means. Look at me and say, it's going to be okay. God's in control. God knows what's going on. God's got everything under control. He's going to take care of it. He's going to see you through. Amen? And we need that for each other.
Amen.
For each other. The story of Obadiah is Obadiah the prophet speaking to a group of people called the Edomites. The Edomites were from the line of Esau. If you remember the story of Jacob and Esau and how Jacob was the younger, but he stole Esau's birthright, and then Esau was out and he got hungry, so he just sold him his sell him his birthright or blessing?
Blessing.
Huh? Birthright. I told you, man. Uh-huh. But the thing is that Esau lost it all, and Jacob took it. Well, these people were from the line of Esau. And what they did was they built their houses and their cities up in the mountains, in the cleft of the rock, as the Bible said. And they kind of got this attitude like, We're up here. Nobody can get us. We're too high. We're too mighty. And then when their Israelite brethren were attacked and were destroyed, instead of helping out, they stayed back and they just went and stole some of their stuff. And God basically sends Obadiah and says, I know you think you bad, but I'm telling you right now, you ain't. And you might think for a while you got away with your stuff. But the reality is, there's coming a day when it's all, the roosters are going to come home to roost. And he looked at them and said, see, I will make you small among all the nations. Aren't you so thankful that the United States is so large, we could never fail? We do think that. We do think that. We do think that we are so large and so powerful and so rich that we could never fail. Nobody could ever get at us. Really? Really? You will be utterly despised. Let me help you with something. I know if you're, you know, the MAGA people and all that kind of stuff. I want you to hear something, okay? The world already hates us. Because we are arrogant and we are audacious and we throw a few bucks around to try to get people to be and do what we want. But the reality is, compared to what we could have done all along, we don't help anybody. We don't like these people from South America coming up in these caravans, do we? You know why these people are coming up in these caravans? Because we have sat with our trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars for so many years, and we throw money toward their government to get their government to be what they want. Let me help you with something. Just like here, down there, all the money is staying in the government. It ain't reaching the real people. We all know that. We all know that. Just happened in Puerto Rico. Some of you are Puerto Rican. You know, we sent all this money over there. Everybody said, what the heck happened to all the money? And then they found a lot of it sitting in a warehouse. You know, it just doesn't, you know, to use Reagan's term, the trickle-down economics never quite trickles. You know, it just never does. Let me help you with something. We are despised around the world. Because we are so rich and we are so audacious and we are so not generous other than give me mine now. The bottom line is you need to hear this. Around the world, we are despised. And let me help you with something. If they could get together and get us, and they are, they could bring us down. And in the condition our sinful country is in, it may be God's will. You know, all my life, I thought, oh, well, we're a Christian nation. I'm sorry. I've never, ever, ever, even as a 10-year-old, thought of our nation as a Christian nation. We had some Christian underpinnings, and some of the forefathers were Christians. But the bottom line is, how can you be a Christian nation and have slavery? Yeah, you know, I hear, oh, that's just one of our mistakes. No. I'm sorry. You can't be a Christian nation and think of people as half a person. That's not real. You know, so lay that Christian nation on somebody that doesn't know history. Okay? Now, you got to get this. You got to understand this. We keep going the way we're going. We're going to be in trouble. We're going to be in trouble. You do realize in our nation today, wrong has become right and right has become wrong. You do realize that, right? We want to have relations with anybody we want to have relations with. And we want to do it whenever we want to do it. I'm trying to be classy in the way I say that. You know what I'm saying? We don't want anybody telling us no. We don't want nobody telling us no. If anybody tells us no to anything, we don't like that person. They're mean. The bottom line is, they got no right to tell me no. So Then we have relations with anybody we want to have relations with. We want to marry anybody or anything we want to marry, you know. And then if you say no, you're bad. Now, my grandchildren tell me that when I tell them no. Pop, you're bad. Well, I feel that about people who do that, adults who do that too. Because they just, well, you're just mean. You won't just let me do anything I want. Do you know why I don't let my grandchildren do anything they want? It's because they're going to get themselves in trouble and they're going to develop sinful patterns that are going to destroy their lives.
Amen.
And they could call me bad all they want. And it's the same with anybody else. If I know you're destroying your life, you're destroying your marriage, you're destroying your home, you're destroying your finances, I'm going to look at you and say, stop.
Amen.
Stop. Stop. Yeah. And you can say, well, pop, you're bad. But I'm still going to say, stop.
Amen.
You're crushing yourself.
Yeah.
Amen? So we want to have relations and marry anybody we want to marry. And anybody that doesn't say that's okay is a bad person. You're a bigot. You're this and you're that and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, you know, and Christians are all, oh, well, what if they don't? I don't care if you like me. Seriously. I kind of like you to like me, but if you don't like me, I'm good with that. You know? Because you know what? Whether you like me or not, I love you.
Amen.
I'm getting somewhere. I really am. Okay? I love you. And because I love you, I'm not going to sit there and allow you to run out into traffic and get hit by a Mack truck because I want you to like me. If I see you running out into the traffic and you're going to get hit by a Mack truck, I'm going to snatch you up whether you think pop-up's bad or not.
Amen.
And same with life. You say, are you really getting somewhere, Pastor? I really am. I really am. So we have relations with anybody we want to have, you know, and you can't dare tell young people not to have sex because if you tell young people not to have sex, you're not being fair and it's not real. What are we, a bunch of stinking dogs?
Amen. Yeah.
Seriously. I hear this, oh, you just got to get in the real world. Well, how's your world working out?
Yeah. Amen.
How's that working out for you? You know? Then we get pregnant. Oh, no problem. We'll just get rid of it. That's a woman's right to choose. Okay. Seriously? We call it abortion or a woman's right to choose. You know what I call it? You just killed your baby because that baby was inconvenient.
Amen.
And man, a couple months ago, it was amazing. There was a lady who had run for a governor in Georgia. And her whole speech was that anybody that was against a woman's right to choose or abortion, they were immoral. And I'm sitting there going, is this woman for real? But you have to understand, God told us this day would come. Okay? And now let me stop right here. If you've had an abortion, the forgiveness for my sin and that sin is the same. Okay, don't sit there and say, oh, God's going to get me. Oh, and he will help you with every aspect of that. You've got to understand. God still loves you. You've got to understand. But what we can't do is not say anything about it because somebody might get their feelings hurt. Okay? I'm not here to bash anybody. So that's why I stopped right there. Because I realize in a crowd like this, there's probably someone who has had an abortion. And the same with my sin. The bottom line is if you confess your sin, God is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Bada bing, bada boom, let's move on.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, I got no problem with that. Okay? Very, very, very important. But kids, since 1973, when, if you ever read Roe, if you want to read some fascinating reading, read Roe versus Wade, which was the abortion case back in 73. You're sitting there going, how in the world But how in the world was the church sat there griping and picketing, and the bottom line is Satan had his way? Does that make sense to you? Yeah. Satan had his way, all right? So since 1973, we have killed 62 million people. 62 million people. And I have Christian friends, oh, well, you can't talk about that. They'll get upset and they won't come to Jesus. That's not my problem. That's between them and Jesus. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not for me to sit around and worry about. Right? Mm-hmm. And you've got to understand, we got to wake up to these things. If God allowed Assyria to attack Israel because they were offering their children as a sacrifice to the god of Moloch, why in the world would God allow us killing 62 million babies? Why would he allow us to get away with that trash?
Amen. That's right.
You see, we think, well, you know, we're so powerful and high and mighty and smart, and our economy. Listen, folks, if our economy is so good, then why is our national debt going up so significantly, so fast? They're pumping a lot of money into the stock market, but to me, guys, let me lovingly tell you something. The stock market's about as intelligent as going to Atlantic City with your last dollar. I can't get hardly anything for actual savings. But boy, if I throw it in there, boy, it's just a rising and a rising. You know why it's rising? Because we're pumping billions of dollars a month into it. Somebody needs to wake up. Right. And I'm not bashing anybody politically. It ain't about that. I think they're all goofy. Don't get me wrong. You know, I think they're all out there. But the bottom line is, what I'm saying is, we as a nation, we better wake up.
Amen?
Amen? We had better wake up to what's going on around here. In our schools, folks, it is out of control.
Yeah.
Folks, there's a dynamic called pornography, and it is rampant. It used to be when you wanted to delve into pornography. And the reason I say that is because some of our young people are involved in pornography. Do you know that the average child with access to a phone or a computer has viewed porn by the age of 8? Man, I saw something when I was 11, and it has affected my life the rest of my life. Don't tell me it's no big deal. It's a huge deal. It's a huge deal. And we in the church stick our head in the sand and act like, well, it ain't happening here. I promise you it is.
Amen.
And if you're a man, you're saying, that doesn't bother me. You're lying. You're lying. And if you're a man with a computer, you need to get covenant eyes, and you need to have those reports sent to me or a good godly friend. And the bottom line is, you need to be a person that makes sure you don't go there.
Amen.
Because I'm not strong enough not to go there.
Amen.
You say, well, you're the preacher. Hey, but I'm a human idiot too.
Amen.
You don't have to say amen that loud. But do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Christians, it is time for us to wake up.
Amen.
It is time for us to realize what is happening in our nation. This idiotic foolishness happening in Washington right now. Oh, my goodness. Well, I hate Trump. Well, I love Trump. I couldn't care less about Trump. They ain't doing nothing for our children and our grandchildren. And we sit there, and if we like Trump, we watch Fox. If we don't like Trump, we watch CNN and MSNBC, and we get lied to on both parts.
Amen.
Oh, not my part. Oh, yes, your part. We need Christian people who realize we better wake up, and we better lead this country out of this mess, or this is coming.
Yeah.
If you don't believe that can happen, you better wake up. The pride of your heart has deceived you. And you who live in the clefts of the rocks, up in the mountains, and make your home on the heights, you say to yourself, who can bring me down to the ground? All your allies, I want you to hear this, will force you to the border. Your friends will deceive and overpower you. Wow. Those who eat your bread will set a trap for you, but you will not detect it. Why would you detect it? You're too busy getting what you want, experiencing what you want, having what you want when you want it, to realize, oh my goodness, I better wake up. I better wake up to what's going on around me. I better wake up to what's going on in our country. Do you not realize we've got a divide in our country somewhat between Democrat and Republican, okay? But also between Spanish folk and black folk and a lot of white folk. And it ain't real. It's what the media and politicians have set up to divide us. Every one of us, Spanish, black, white, pink, blue, purple, whatever you might be, every one of us wants good, solid law to be able to make sure that those who deserve to be here can get in here and those that don't shouldn't be here. Amen. And if you come here and you do something bad, your backside needs to be sent back. Amen. There's not anybody saying they don't want that. Nobody. Everybody wants the rules, don't we? But these fools can't do that. So what? You know what they do? They'll tell their team. Well, you know them people. They just want the bad people here. No, they don't. No, they don't. They just want everybody. No, they don't. They want to divide you so you'll be on their team so they don't actually have to do anything about any of this and they get off scot-free. And we Christian people, just like everybody else, sit there and let them do it. Amen. We let them do it. We're afraid to say anything. We're afraid to offend anybody. We're afraid that somehow somebody might get upset with us. Seriously? How did we become so weak and unfocused that we're sitting around worried about somebody being offended? Seriously. The day of the Lord is near for all nations. As you have done, it will be done to you. Your deeds will return on your own head. Let me help you with something. Let me tell you what I believe this actually says. If you sit there with your head in the sand and you let all this go on in your world and your sphere of influence, you are guilty of it. You are guilty of it. Amen. As a pastor, my job is not to make everybody happy. My job is to tell you the truth. Amen. And if you're offended, I'm not even sorry. Amen. I only do that because I love you. Amen. I love our country. I love our area. But the bottom line is, if we don't wake up and start dealing with some of these sins and maladies and things that are going on and be upright and stand up in our world and say, no, that's not right. Amen. God is not pleased. Amen. And the bottom line is, there's coming a day when we will have the wrath of God on us, and it's as much my fault for not standing up and being an adult as it is anybody else's fault.
Amen.
And the worst church place in the world is the church. Because we know better. But if they don't like me, they might not like my Jesus. Let me help you with something. If they're mad about the fact that you tell them about sin, then the bottom line is they ain't going to like your Jesus anyway. Because if they actually come into his presence, he's going to tell them about sin, and they're going to be mad at him too. Amen? Are you with me? We've got to stand up and say, nation, there is coming a day. And me, I'm a papa and I'm a grandpapa, and I'm going to stand up, and I don't care if I need to die, but the bottom line is I'm going to do everything I possibly can to lead my family and my country out. And the bottom line is we're going to see something happen in my world.
Amen?
Amen? Parents, they need to see you leading out of this mess.
Amen.
Grandparents, they need to see you leading the parents and them out of this mess.
Yeah.
They do. They need to see somebody that stands up for right and truth. You have to understand, there is no such thing in our children's lives as truth anymore. They're being taught that everything's relevant. There is no such thing as absolute truth. Nobody has a right to say there's absolute truth. Yes, we do. We've got the book. That's the truth.
Amen.
That's where Christian people stand.
Amen.
Guys, if Christian people, you see, everybody gets mad at church people, get mad at me. Preachers really get mad at me. I don't care. You got to understand something. Christians, we're the only hope this world has. Because we know and have a relationship with the only hope this world has.
Amen.
We need to say, okay, I'm going to stand on that truth, and I'm going to let God take care of the rest. Amen? We need to stand on that truth and say, listen, we can come out of this mess. You know? The first song we sang today, it said, listen, I'm going to allow the power of God by his resurrection to lead me out of this grave.
Amen.
And right now, our country and our area, why do you think Reading is in the condition that it's in? Do you realize that Reading at one point, 200 years ago, was the richest city in the world? Do you realize that? The richest city in the world. Wow. The last few years, we've been fighting it out with Camden to be the poorest mid-sized city in America. Man, how did we pull that one off? How did we pull that one off? Now, everybody gets mad at me because I believe when they put up the pagoda, that became the symbol of who they are. And everybody says, oh, that's stupid. That's not religious. Well, if it's not religious, then why did they have a Hindu Buddhist monk come and bless the place then when they redid it, if it's not religious? Huh? Oh, my goodness. And a few years ago, I can't remember, it's been in the last 10 years, somebody put a cross on the fire tower. Remember that? Oh, my goodness, you'd have thought they slapped their mama. Oh my, oh, we can't have a cross, but we can have a pagoda. In a lot of circles, this is called Pagoda City. How's that pagoda thing working out for us? Huh? Not Wally, but the two before that, they're both in jail. And Wally and his group, woohoo. You know why? Because we Christian people have sat there and watched this garbage go on.
Right.
Right now, in our own township, we have a medium, which is basically a dynamic of satanic witchcraft in our town hall. Well, she helps me talk to the dead. I don't know about you, but my God's a God of the living. You say, well, preacher, what are you trying to say to me? What I'm trying to say to you is, time to buck up. Oh, but there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of bad things. There's, oh my goodness. You know, they may not like me. Oh my goodness. But I got problems, preacher. I ain't got time or the energy to deal with that. I want you to understand, it's time for you to buck up and grow up. It's time for you to stand up. When somebody starts mouthing off about this foolishness in Washington, you need to call it what it is. This is a bunch of foolishness. These knuckleheads aren't getting anything done for our kids or our grandkids, but they're getting plenty done for themselves by screaming and bashing each other like that does anybody any good.
Amen.
And these people stand up and say, well, we should be able to do what we want. Oh, really? Because we do what we want in the last 30-some years, the bottom line is, basically, we've killed a small nation. How's that working out for us? And we can look at them, go to the next verse, please, and say, but you know what? We can go to Mount Zion, and we can be set free.
Amen.
We can go to the Holy One, and we can be set free.
Amen.
We can go to the Holy One. We can go to the sanctuary of God. We can go to the holiness and the grace and the power and the love of God. And we can be set free.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We can be made holy. All of us are looking for peace and joy and hope and happiness. You know how you find peace and joy and hope and happiness? To become holy like God, because that's the image you were created in the first place.
Amen?
Amen. Amen? You don't have to say amen, just smile. You could be set free. You could be made into the person you were created to be in the first place if you want to. Or you could basically play the religious game. And Jacob will possess his inheritance. In other words, God absolutely created you with this awesome plan. He chose you before he even created the world. He came here because we messed it all up. And he lived and he suffered and he died. And he rose again, and he sent his Holy Spirit to set us free and to recreate us in our world the way we were supposed to be in the first place.
Amen.
You want to be somebody in your world? You want to impact your world? You want to show your world how to get out of the mess it's in? Allow God to make you holy, set you free, and you can lead them, because that's the only hope they have, is to see somebody in the middle of the mess going there. The mess ain't disappearing in this world. Till we get to heaven, the mess ain't disappearing. Are you with me? Are you believing what I'm saying? The mess ain't going nowhere. It's always going to be free. I hear people, oh, if God would just give me a lot of money. We don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't know what I'd do with a lot of money. Oh, if God would just take care of all my problems. You just make new ones. You know? I mean, if God would just nothing. If you would just allow God
Amen.
To come to where you are in the middle of your mess
Amen.
And allow him to set you free, and you walk out of that grave and become that man or woman, then the bottom line is all the people in your world, including your children and your grandchildren, can see, I can do this.
Amen.
I can be that person. Their problems didn't disappear, but they're still the man or woman that God created them to be in the first place. Amen. And that's who I want to be. Amen. And he'll do that for each and every one of us if we will allow him. If we will allow him. I just wonder this morning if there's some that would just say, you know what? It's time. It's time. It's time. There's a mess all around me. But if he can set me free, and if he can recreate my mind and my heart and my life, and if he can give me the power to lead my world out of the mess that it's in, I'm in. I'm in. Let's all stand. If you're in, I just want you to come and stand across the front of this church right now. And I just want us to have a season of prayer right now. Anybody? I didn't ask you to give $10,000. I just said if you're in. Father, our world and our lives, there's just a mess around us. And it is so easy to get caught up in that mess. It is so easy to follow the mess. It is so easy to just allow the mess and the sin and the hatred and all the junk just to kind of take over our lives. But Father, this morning, we've heard your word. You've warned your people. You've shown us that we're never too big to be brought down. Individually, families, cities, nations, or the whole world. Father, this morning, I pray for every one of these folk that have stepped out and said, I'm in. That, Lord, you give them the grace. You give them the power. You give them the vision. You give them the hope. You give them everything they need to lead themselves out of this mess, to give us the power and the vision and everything we need to lead every person around us out of this mess. Into your arms, into your love, into your holiness, into your safety, into your glory. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you would come down on those that have stepped out, and that, Lord, you would pour out your glory and your grace and your power, that even the first step we take right now, I know Satan's going to be coming at us, reminding us of all the garbage, all the mess. But Father, I pray in the very first step we take, we would take it in the power of Jesus Christ, the power of the resurrection, the power of the person of your Holy Spirit, that we would just take that step and take another step and take another step and say, no matter what comes at me, no matter what happens around me, I am going to be that man. I am going to be that woman. I am going to be the one to show my world how to lead themselves out of this mess to your glory and your holiness and your grace and your power. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing. Thank you, Father, that you never fail us or forsake us. Thank you, Father, that you will be with us every step of the way. Praise your holy name. And it's in your Son's name, that name that is above every problem and every bill and every struggle. In your Son's name we pray, and all God's people said,
amen. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. He's got it. He's got it. He's got it. He's got it. He's got it.